This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We do have a huge series beginning this weekend as the Astros come to town to what I would call, KT, the surprising Texas Rangers at 10-7. And here to talk about that with us in person at the Miller Tavern before he heads across the street and does his thing for Fox Sports Southwest is the great Dave Raymond.
Thank you, Skin. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here, of course. Now, I think we're, you know, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Right.
Because I think the real story of the week, clearly, was KT's little episode yesterday with Emily.
It was incredible.
That was some good radio.
So it was really special. Now, the radio was great, but let me just say that it was extra magical to see KT sitting as close to Emily as he's sitting to you right now, and as she is in that very charming Emily manner, asking him about his own manscaping procedures, he is looking me directly in the eye with his shoulder towards Emily, because I think if he had turned and faced Emily, who knows what would have happened to KT at that point.
I don't blame you, brother. I mean, that's a tough one.
It's a tough one, but it's something I'm normally comfortable talking about. And I'm very comfortable with Emily, except when it happened live. So I don't know, like, because Emily, I always get the vibe, she's just one of the guys, you know?
Yeah.
And then when it was happening, I was like, man, I'm going to keep turning away from her because that was blocking the wind, because it was very windy yesterday.
No, it wasn't about the wind, bro.
But, you know, you could almost feel her turning and trying to get your attention. It was awesome.
She knew what she was doing.
She's incredible,
really,
man.
Yeah.
She's so good. Really everything she does, but just the way she carries herself, the way she connects with people, she's just a lot of fun. And obviously you get to work with her all the time.
Yeah. No, and she is. She's so good at that. And it's like, it's such a big part of what she does for us. I just think, you know, the way that she makes the players comfortable on camera and, it just brings out their real personalities. That's very underrated. Anybody can ask the questions, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's one thing, you know, we can go ask questions. But, like, I'll take another example, Skin. When you and Dirk on the big night, right?
Right.
Like, you have a relationship with Dirk. And it's a real thing. And so it's like, yeah, we want to get the information, right? We want to know what he was thinking in this moment. We want to know what was going on the court at this time. You know, all those different things, right? But when you see the connection with people, I think that's what's so incredibly powerful and real.
Yeah.
And like that moment with you and Dirk, I thought was really, that whole thing with Dirk, by the way. And I know we're here to talk baseball, but I promised myself coming in that we'd talk a little bit about that, because that was special, man. We were in Arizona, and from whatever it was, 1,000 miles away, like, I was really into that.
I can't imagine a better 30 hours of sports for me personally, just because of how much he's meant to the city and the team, and I'm just a huge basketball guy, and he is truly once-in-a-lifetime guy, and I feel like all he's done for the last 20 years is give and give and give, and he gave even more in that final 30 hours. And just gave everybody what they wanted. Yeah. It was really, truly special.
Now, I believe that every team should retire 41.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's a little absurd, and yet I think, like, really, is there anybody who has transcended the sport and been a part of the town to the degree that he has been here? What he has meant to this town, to me, is off the charts. I haven't lived here long enough to have experienced all of it. But, man, you can feel it. And I think it would be so rich, so unique. It's just so us to give 41 to Dirk and every professional facility here.
I think it would be cool. So great.
College.
Oh, my God.
Bang it. 41. Nobody gets it.
That's awesome.
That's such a great idea. Because we talk statue and even skyscraper. We talk about all that type of stuff. But that's really, you know, spreading it out. And I think the relationship between all the teams is good enough that they could do something like that.
I'm sitting here thinking, I don't remember a Ranger off the top of my head that 41 was. Do you?
41's such a tough number.
It's a tough for baseball.
Logan Forsythe.
Oh, Forsythe, yes.
Is he one of the greatest Rangers of already? Give us a call, 877-881. No, you know what's great so far about this season, though, Dave, is there's already several places where it could have got real ugly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't expect this much Forsythe and Danny Santana early in the year with important players going down. And it feels really, I mean, it's April, but 10-7 feels pretty damn good considering who knew what this year was going
to
be like.
No, and you have to, you just have to take all of those opportunities to revel in it and enjoy it. Because even if you're, you know, even if the expectations are high for a team on a given year, well, you don't know. Your guys might go down.
Right.
You know, and the Astros came up just short last year, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Jose Altuve was not at full strength at the end of the year. I mean, he was relegated to designated hitter duties at the end. If Altuve is healthy at the end of that season, they'll probably finish a little stronger. Mm-hmm. They're probably a little better in the postseason. They may go back-to-back.
Right.
But he's not, and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, whatever moments you get, if it's a 10-7 start for the Rangers this year, if it's a World Series 1 year for you, and, you know, you've got hopes of winning multiple World Series, celebrate what you have.
Right.
You got to celebrate what you have, absolutely, embrace it, and build on it. And I think right now, I think you get the feeling it's fun right now over there. The
right.
communication's good. The spirit's high. And they're playing a real competitive brand. They're believing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all you need, man.
It's funny when you're not winning games how you can lose sight of what you have that's good.
Yeah.
And so kind of what it's very early, but there was a time 2 years ago where we were so buzzing off the idea of Mazzara and Gallo and Rugi, and then they all hit these rough patches, and everyone got down on it just because losing makes right. everyone have this negative outlook. And now you're starting to feel a little bit, hey, wait, remember we had things we were excited about.
Yeah.
And so just, I mean, if I had told you, hey, your Edison Volquez, by the way, will probably be a washout from the jump, and you're kind of hoping you're going to get innings from him, and, hey, there's even going to be some low Leclerc moments, and hey, Rugi's going to go down, and, hey, Guzman's going to go down, you're going to be going, okay, what are we, 5 and whatever?
Yep.
So, I mean, dude, this is good.
They're fun, too, man. It's a
they
fun.
We're
talking about yesterday about the body language. I'm talking about that with JD. Yep. It's in the body language. Quick update on the number 41 thing, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, love it.
Jake Diekman.
Okay. I love Jake, but he's not one of the all-time great Rangers.
Alexio Gondo on that World Series team. So
he was a Swiss Army knife of a pitcher.
You may remember Brandon Boggs.
I remember him.
John Karanka, Ken Caminiti. Kevin Brown would be probably the best Ranger yeah. of that list.
Karanka had a great move, though, to first base.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, did the other night when Woody took out – I've been beating skin down.
No, I enjoy this, though. It's good.
When Woody was going out and we all thought he was going to take Lance Lynn out of the
yeah.
game. That was such an awesome moment.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone in the world thought, hey, he's over 100 pitches. You're taking him out, and then he comes back. Okay, he's not. He's going to leave him in there. And it's showing Woody walk back to the dugout. And then by the time he gets to the first baseline, he is cracking up.
Yeah.
And it just kept getting wider and wider. The grin kept getting like wider until he got to the dugout. Yeah. What do you think happened? Do you have any idea? I mean, I know we can't talk about what was said, but what do you think?
So we can. And that's what's
great.
I love this question because I left that ball game. That was my number one question. I had a number two question, too, which had something to do with something else in the game. But that was my number one question. I wanted to know what happened there.
Yeah.
We were talking a lot about it because it was outstanding. He got out there. I don't know if he got one, maybe two words out of his mouth. Next thing you know, he's smiling, starting to laugh. He walks back. And to know Lance Lynn, Lance Lynn's a guy who's going to make his feelings known.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just, 5 minutes ago, asked Woody. After the media scrum ended, everybody peeled off. I stayed back for a second. I said, all right, come on. Help me out. What happened? He's like, dude. He's like, I walk out to the mound. He's like, and I was going to take him out. But I just wanted to give him a shot. I just wanted to look in his eyes. And he's like, before I got to the mound, he's out there, and as loud as he can, he's talking to Isaiah. We're gonna go low away over here. We're going to come on up here. And he's going through exactly what he's going to do in that at bat. And then he told me everything without telling me anything. I knew where his mind was. And I got a slight glance at his eyes. I was like, I'm getting out of here. But he said, as he left, he goes, I told him, this is your last hitter. And so because with a guy like Lance, man, you might have to wrestle it out of his hand.
Yeah.
He's a bulldog. And so then he just, you know, he's walking back. He's like, it was funny to him. He's like, I didn't even get a chance to talk to him, take his temperature or anything. He's just, you know, he's talking about what he's doing. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how it's going to go down. Just, you know, basically, like, beat it.
Yeah.
And so he did. And that's the thing about Woody, man. He's so egoless. It's so cool. You know, you can imagine an old-school manager you know, bowing up a little bit and like, right. Oh, nobody's going to tell me who's in, who's out. I'm going to take the
command,
baseball.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah. Hand me the ball and, you know, look me in the eye. Blah, blah. No, Woody just laughs, turns around. All right, you got it.
Nothing impedes progress more than ego, I think. And that's where that was so great. And I also think, like, you have all these personalities in a room, and we talked about when Lance Lynn was signed, and there's a whatever reputation is about a guy, but I think it's good to have a guy like that sometimes. Yeah. It's not all fun and games and young guys, and, hey, we're all having a great time all the time.
No, no doubt.
You know, and I think it's good to have a guy like Lance Lynn just to mix it up, because the more personalities that you can instill to a thing, I think leads to great things when it really is time to contend.
Yeah, well, and you know, guys go about their jobs differently. Drew Smyly tonight, right?
Yeah.
Very different guy than Lance Lynn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make him a better or worse pitcher. They have different stuff, different approaches, different personalities. But he's really good when he's healthy and on. And Lance Lynn, when he's not good, when he is good, when he's happy, when he's down, he's the same stinking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, if he has nothing, I don't know that he had a lot that night.
Yeah.
I just don't know that he really had it. It just didn't feel like it. But at the end of the night, it's 5 2/3 innings, 2 runs allowed.
Right.
The guy's a bulldog.
Yeah.
And that personality, you're right, it's very real. It's very different in there. And it's great. I'm with you. I applaud it, man. It's just like anything else in the world, man. The
sure.
more diversity and the more viewpoints and angles you have to look at it, the better off you are.
But the consistency of a person, too, as well.
For
like,
sure.
However you are, if you're that way every day, it's kind of think part of Woody's message. Hey, I'm going to be this way every day.
That is a part of his message, is stick to your process and don't let the results take you off the course of what it is you do to make you what you are.
Yep. And, well, we hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Right? The process.
Yeah.
And some people tire of it, right? Some
right.
people, CJ always, he's like, yeah, I don't know. If I hear process, it might at some point wear me out a little bit with this process stuff.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, okay, well, I'll call it stay on the program then something. Okay, that'll help.
Yeah. Right path.
You know, right path. But it's very true, man. It's the
nature of fundamentals. I always point this out to people. So, like, anybody that's ever played basketball, one of the first things you ever learn is when the ball goes up, you box out. Man, you'll be at an NBA game, and every time there's free throws, there's an NBA coach going, box out, box out. Like, they've heard it a million times, but you get in moments, and sometimes you don't think of even the most basic of things. And if you have your basic things that you stick to, that's what will win out in the worst moment.
I need a guy telling me head down, but before every golf shot, head down. Watch the club hit the ball.
Don't think of the wind.
Yell at you, head down.
That's so great.
Raising up
when you can get to that moment where you're not thinking about anything and you're doing it right.
I don't. I assume that will be the case.
Like
whenever that time comes, right?
That magical one day. Before we let you head back over there, what is kind of something to look forward to in this series in particular?
I think this is a big series, an interesting series. And maybe, you know, at the end of the season, I don't know that we're going to look back, oh, it really turned that second
April
Astros
19th.
Series. Yeah, that was the big one. But I think it's important for this team, right? They had that homestand, took care of the Cubs 2 out of 3. Really battled tooth and nail with the Astros to take 2 out of 3. And we all left kind of like, whoa, this is awesome. And we hit the road trip. We stumbled a little bit in Anaheim, got it back together here at home. But I think we're still trying to figure out what it is. What do we have here? What are we working with? And so we're going to see Verlander tonight. The Rangers are not sending Lynn or Minor in this series, right? And so, okay, now with our second-tier starters, without the right side of our infield, against a team that just reeled off 10 straight, they're 10-1 since they saw us last, right? How do we fare?
You just scared the mess out of me. This is going to be a disaster, KT. Did
no.
you hear?
No, dude, these guys are fun, and they're so tired of being doubted.
Okay, so
what
thank
if
you.
What thank if you, you take one? Now, that scenario I just painted, what if you take one of the three games?
I would be okay with that.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
If you take 2 out of 3, you're feeling pretty damn good.
I will be obnoxious on Monday if we do that.
Yeah.
I will be out of control.
Well, could happen. You don't know. I mean, these guys battle. And they're not really – they don't get mixed up in the same stuff we just got mixed up in right now.
Right, thinking about that.
It's just like this pitch, this bat.
We need to have you on more, and I love having you on in person. So when we come out to the park or come out here, I would like to arrange to have you on more, Dave.
Done.
Boom.
Let's do it.
Right. Dave Raymond, so damn good. Watch him on Fox Sports Southwest. There he goes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.